Gosford Park, Robert Altman's upstairs-downstairs murder mystery, is set in 1932 on a British country estate where friends and family have gathered for a shooting party. Throughout the movie, Altman uses original music and songs from the 1920s and 30s. Music critic Lord Schwartz thinks that the music plays a crucial role in creating the texture of the film. He has a review of the Gosford Park soundtrack.
One of the most poignant scenes in Gosford Park comes after an indiscreet outburst by one of the servants, played by Emily Watson, shakes the precarious stability of the country estate. The lady of the house, Kristen Scott Thomas, asks a handsome celebrity, played by Jeremy Northam, to distract the other guests from the embarrassment by singing. The guests are pleased, or relieved, or bored, depending on their level of snobbishness, while the servants gather furtively in the corridors to listen or even dance, thrilled at their proximity to a famous star. Northam's character is Ivor Novello, who is the one real person in this fictional plot and another element in Altman's complex mosaic of dichotomies, master or servant, winner or loser, considerate or thoughtless, imaginary or real. Novello was a matinee idol, a popular British movie and stage personality who, like Noel Coward, also wrote plays and songs. In one memorable exchange, the Dowager Countess, played with delectable snideness by Maggie Smith, makes a show of her contempt for celebrity.
Tell me, how much longer are you going to go on making films?
Well, I suppose that rather depends on how much longer the public want to see me in them.
Yes, it must be hard to know when it's time to throw in the towel. What a pity about that last run of yours. What was it called? The Dodger.
The Lodger.
The Lodger. And it must be so disappointing when something just, you know, flops like that.
Yes, it is. Rather disappointing.
The Lodger was actually a film landmark, Alfred Hitchcock's very first thriller. And Ivor Novello gives a memorable performance as the moody loner who may or may not be Jack the Ripper. Contrary to Maggie Smith's insinuation, it was actually a hit. How do you manage to put up with these people? His friend, the Hollywood producer, played by Bob Balaban, asks Novello. You forget I earn my living by impersonating them, Novello replies. In Gosford Park, Novello's songs express the romantic longings neither the servants nor the aristocrats can ever realize. Every lyric seems to provide a wry commentary on the action. Altman gives even Novello's sentimentality an ironic edge.
Somewhere there's another land, different from this world below. Far more mercifully planned than the cruel place we know. Innocence and peace are there. All is good that is desired. Faces there are always fair. Love grows never old nor tired. We shall never find that lovely land of might have been. I can never be your king, nor you can be my queen. Days may pass and years may pass and seas may lie between. We shall never find that lovely land of might have been.
After his great World War I anthem, Keep the Home Fires Burning, my favorite Novello song is a droll novelty number called And Her Mother Came Too. In the film, you don't get to hear the punchline because the plot is taking a sudden turn. But on the soundtrack album, Jeremy Northam sings it all, and in impeccable style.
We lunch at Maxim's, and her mother comes too. How large a snack seems when her mother comes too. And when they're visiting me, we finish afternoon tea. She loves to sit on my knee, and her mother does too. To golf we started, and her mother came too. Three bags I carted when her mother came too. She fainted just off the tee. My darling whispered to me, Jack dear, at last we are free. But her mother came too.
The album also gives us a couple of rather strange songs by soundtrack composer Patrick Doyle with words by Robert Altman. One not used in the film, the other barely noticeable in Altman's labyrinth of episodes. His cutting back and forth between the aristocrats and the servants, one room and another, is like Gosford Park itself, the vast country house, a labyrinth of shadowy corridors. Mary, Maggie Smith's young maid, winningly played by Kelly MacDonald, repeatedly gets lost trying to find her room. She's also the character who unwinds the mystery. In the dim light, those corridors seem like a prison, an image out of a Piranesi etching, which I think is just Altman's point. Who isn't trapped by the barriers of money and class? Patrick Doyle's evocative score dovetails elegantly with Novello's tunes and subtly reinforces that sense of labyrinth, spinning out its thread of repeating musical motifs, alluring and ominous, as it follows the characters and leads us through those winding corridors of house and plot.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. The Gosford Park soundtrack is on Decca Records.